This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to address the nation Friday afternoon with an update on the so-called Operation Warp Speed program. It will be Trump's first public comments since the week of the U.S. election. He will update on the U.S. government's program that has struck deals with several drug makers in an effort to help speed up the search for effective treatments for the exploding global coronavirus pandemic. New coronavirus restrictions take effect starting Friday night in the state of New York. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
All restaurants, bars, and gyms statewide will have to close at 10 p.m.
This just puts, you know, a nail in the coffin for some places.
Teresa De La Haba is the owner of McSorley's Pub in New York. Closing at 10, she feels, will knock out a lot of businesses.
That we're hoping to just hang in until, you know, December and then reevaluate.
Many were hoping holiday business could bail them out. Derek Teague with the Forget Me Not Bar thinks closing at 10 may be just the start.
We look at the model in London, model in Ireland, rest of Europe. You know, these restrictions kind of come in gradually, and then, you know, we're just hoping that we're not going to get shut down completely.
The state of New York is also barring private gatherings of more than 10 people. I'm Ed Donahue.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is recommending masks at Thanksgiving gatherings if the coronavirus status of people is not known. Fauci told CBS this morning that even if it's a very small group, to the extent possible, keep the mask on. The head of the U.S. Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease says if families have either quarantined or been tested for the coronavirus, it's not as necessary to wear a mask, but he says it's wise to take precautions because people without symptoms don't know if they are infected.